USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are new revelations into the discovery of cocaine inside the White House. Turns out the small baggie was found not far from the Situation Room in a secured area near the West Executive Entrance. NBC News White House correspondent Kelly O'Donnell says the timeline for an investigation has been changed.
By Monday, perhaps even earlier, they anticipate having reviewed all the important material they need to review. DNA and fingerprinting testing has been going on.
Investigators are also reviewing security camera footage from the area where it was found. The company behind the doomed Titanic submersible is shutting down for the time being. OceanGate says it has suspended all exploration and its offices are closing indefinitely. Investigators are searching for any insight into how a catastrophic implosion killed all five passengers aboard the vessel. The Pentagon says U.S. drones were being harassed by Russian aircraft in the skies over Syria. Defense Department officials released video footage Thursday. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
Three MQ-9 drones were conducting a mission against ISIS targets. Three Russian fighter jets began harassing those drones.
The drones were carrying out a mission against ISIS. There's been a shocking twist in the investigation into a missing Texas teen who was found alive after vanishing 8 years ago. Houston police say that Rudy Farias was living with his mother the whole time, and she was keeping him hidden using a fake name.
Both Janie, Rudy's mother, and Rudy himself gave fictitious names while interacting with various patrol officers.
Lieutenant Christopher Zamora says they don't know why the pair lied to police. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Thursday. This comes as investors fear more interest rate hikes are coming in the near future. It also comes as job openings fell more than expected last month. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign says it raised $20 million in 2023's second fundraising quarter.
Thursday's announcement comes roughly 6 weeks after the Republican launched his White House bid in late May. Political Action Committee supporting DeSantis' run says it's raked in $130 million since launching back in March. Meantime, former President Trump's team revealed this week that it brought in $35 million during the second quarter. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden highlighting new clean energy manufacturing investments in South Carolina on Thursday.
Jobs that used to go to Mexico, India, Romania, and China are now coming home to South Carolina.
Speaking from West Columbia, Biden announced a new partnership between solar and battery company Enphase Energy and manufacturing firm Flex. He says it'll create 600 new jobs in South Carolina and 1,800 jobs nationwide. The NBA's top draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, says he did not realize a woman who tried to stop him in a Las Vegas hotel lobby was Britney Spears. The San Antonio Spurs player is in Las Vegas for the NBA's Summer League games, and Spears claims she was struck in the face by a member of Wembanyama's security detail when she tried to get a photo with him.
I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight and we told don't stop, so I just know the security pushed her away.
Wembanyama says he didn't know until the next day who the woman was. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.